You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. The White House bypasses the CDC, Walmart requires masks, and llamas join the fight against COVID-19. Here's what you should know. President Trump's administration has ordered that hospitals bypass the CDC and send coronavirus patient information to a central database in Washington, D.C. instead. Administration officials say the new process will help them allocate resources, but health experts fear the data will be politicized and possibly withheld from the public. Walmart, the largest retailer in the U.S., has announced it will require masks in all 9,000 of its stores, including its Sam's Club locations. If you forget your mask, a health ambassador at the front of the store will remind you. Walmart joins Costco and Starbucks as the latest national chain to announce a mask mandate. New research in the journal Nature Structural and Molecular Biology spotlights two llama antibodies, also called nanobodies, that may effectively prevent the coronavirus from infecting human cells. Researchers hope these nanobodies will prove to be effective treatments for people who are severely ill with COVID-19, or even help prevent the next pandemic. Finally, here's today's one question. Is this the first or second wave of coronavirus? Experts say this is actually a long, lingering epidemic that doesn't come and go in waves. It isn't so much that we're entering a second wave, as we haven't hit the peak of the first one. You can read more at Wired.com on how virus waves work and why it may not be helpful to think about this outbreak in those terms. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at Wired.com/TT.